of Virginia, was chosen for the task. His Ulysses, a critical and synoptic edition, a three-volume scholar's edition, appeared in 1984. The commercial version, Ulysses, the corrected text, appeared in 1986 and is the text used to create this recorded book.
Obtaining exclusive rights in the United States to make the only authorized, unabridged audio edition of Ulysses was itself a sort of odyssey, as might be suggested by our lengthy copyright credits. Included in the Joyce estate's concerns was the choice of narrator. Having liked Donald Donnelly's readings of Dubliners and A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man for recorded books, the Joyce estate granted recorded books the rights to the Gabler edition with the proviso that Donald Donnelly be the reader of the first 17 episodes and that an Irish actress read the 18th, or Penelope episode. Obtaining the rights was easy compared to the actual recording of Ulysses. Pre-recording research took an entire summer. In fact, the research requirements of the project continued throughout the recording, proofing, and editing stages. For example, the project editor and author of this introduction, Edward J. Neeble, had to compile a 30-page pronunciation list, including Latin, Greek, Hebrew, Italian, French,